This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Okay, so here's what you should not say when faced with a certain situation. He's so small.
Or he's how old? My child is the same age and twice his size.
Believe it or not, these are just two examples of the kinds of things parents of premature babies say they hear from friends and family members who see their infants for the first time.
Every year in the U.S., about 500,000 babies are born prematurely. And judging from a new report, insensitive comments and their impact on preemie mothers, many people don't know what to say when faced with a preemie.
That's the focus of a blog post from Carrie Goldberg, the co-host of WBUR.org's Common Health blog. And it's titled, 10 Things Not to Say to Parents of Preemies. And it's the topic of our Common Health segment today.
Earlier today, we spoke to Carrie about the flood of comments her post generated and about her own experience as the mother of a premature baby.
So nearly 7 years ago now, I had gone to the hairdresser to get my hair trimmed. And when I stood up from the hairdresser's chair, my water broke. And this was when I was only about 31 weeks along into the pregnancy. And I ended up giving birth to my son when I was only about 32 and a half weeks pregnant out of a total of 40.
Right.
So he ended up being in the hospital for about a month or so. And, you know, I have to admit that early on, he looked more like an alien fetus than an actual baby.
Sure.
But nonetheless, you know, I'll never forget that a very lovely, supportive friend of mine came to visit me. And her reaction when she saw him when we were in the hospital was, oh, he's a little monkey baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, you know, she meant well.
Of course.
But that's why when I got word that there was a new report out about insensitive comments made to mothers of preemies, it immediately struck a chord. And so I wrote this post about it. And as you read, there are a great many comments that many of us might think are okay, but that actually just rub salt in the wounds.
Well, let's talk about some of those. But first, before we go any farther, your son, now 7 years old, in great shape. So I just wanted to sort of put that out there.
Oh, and, yes, and, my son is wonderful.
Talk about some of these other comments. We mentioned a couple at the top of this segment.
Mm-hmm.
What else do people say?
Well, they might say something like, oh, you're so lucky that you didn't have to go through the end of pregnancy and, you know, gain more weight and have the discomfort and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That one's wrong. They might say something like, well, at least with the baby in the neonatal intensive care unit, you can get rest at night. And that's not only wrong-headed, but it's also not true because usually the mothers are pumping breast milk through the night. So,
and having an infant in the neonatal intensive care unit is not a restful experience.
No, it's tremendously stressful. And that's kind of the bottom line of all of this, is that parents of preemies are under just almost unimaginable stress if you've never been there. And so many remarks that might seem like they're innocuous can actually rub them very much the wrong way.
We want to bring another voice into the conversation. Peggy Settle is the nursing director at the Newborn Intensive Care Unit at Mass General Hospital for Children. And Peggy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello, thank you.
Now, my understanding is that you yourself have struggled with how to deal with the parents of premature newborns. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I think every healthcare provider's intention, and probably every friend, is to say the most comforting comments that you can to parents. And especially new nurses and new healthcare providers can sometimes fall short of providing the most sensitive comments. But one of the important things that I like to encourage people to do is think about what they ask when an infant is born at term. Mm. One of the first questions we always ask is, who do you think your baby looks like? And encourage people to ask those kinds of questions rather than make comments on what they're visually seeing or what they're thinking about a premature baby.
Mm. Carrie, does that make sense to you as a place to start?
Yes. And in fact, one of the commenters on Common Health said, say these four words and then shut up. Your baby is beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
That's
you can never go wrong with those four words.
Right.
Peggy, you were going to say.
Oh, that's actually good advice that I will definitely pass on. I think the other important thing to remember is that parents that have children in the newborn intensive care unit, even for brief periods, live with an incredible amount of uncertainty because the future that they had predicted after the birth of their child is not one that they're living. And in an intensive care unit, it's hard to know from 1 hour to the next, especially in the beginning, how sick or how long they'll be in the newborn intensive care unit. Mm.
Carrie, you wrote, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Anthony, that in fact, this report that just came out from the Inspire Preemie Support Network noted that, in fact, researchers have found that the parents of preemies may fairly frequently end up with some form of post-traumatic stress disorder because it is just so stressful in that, both in that environment, because there are alarms going off all the time, you're sleep deprived, and then also just simply because of the fear that they've lived with that their baby might not be okay.
And Peggy Settle, you must see a lot of parents going through that kind of very intense emotion around these issues.
Yeah, actually we do. And many parents put up a very strong facade for their friends and family about the emotional experience of being in a newborn intensive care unit with their baby. So the more that people can make the offerings that Carrie described, the greater their opportunity to share in the experience, and then parents will actually be able to feel like they're going through the experience with someone rather than going through the experience alone.
Hmm. So, Carrie, let me ask you about this. I understand that perhaps one of the less useful things to say seems like a fairly natural impulse, and that is saying something like, everything's going to be okay. I know it. You know, have faith.
Right. And one of the things I feel like I've really learned from this report and the comments that came into this post were that we all have this instinct to say something positive, but that positive thing might not always help. For example, there were a couple of mothers who said that they'd been pregnant with twins, and then one of the twins died. And a lot of people would say to them, well, at least you still have one.
Oh, boy.
And to them, that was negating the death of the twin who had died. So that was very much not the right thing to say. Or, for example, another point that was highlighted quite a bit was when you finally can bring the baby home from the hospital, for the parent, that's actually an extra stressful time because now everything is on your shoulders, and you're still terrified for the child's health. But what a lot of people will say is, oh, now they're home from the hospital, everything's going to be fine now. And that's the last thing that you're feeling. You're feeling like now everything's scarier than ever. So that instinct to emphasize the positive may not always be correct.
So, Carrie, finally, let's go back to some of the worst things that folks say. Give us a sense of some of the most outrageous comments that you came across.
Okay, well, first, I want to warn listeners that don't cringe with your eyes closed if you're driving, because a lot of these comments that came in of the really bad remarks that people received really made me drop my jaw and wince. So a couple of them were that mothers were told that their babies looked like E.T. And in fact, one nurse joked, oh, phone home. And
oh,
then
boy.
One that just came in today was a nurse who called a baby a toaster head, which is, you know, it means that you know, the backs of the baby's heads can get kind of squared.
Sure.
Because they're lying on a mattress instead of still being in the womb. So that one too, like it made me laugh with this sort of horrified, disbelieving laughter.
Well, there are a couple of things among the many things not to say to parents of preemies. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Always happy to.
And Peggy Settle, nursing director at the Newborn Intensive Care Unit at MGH. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And you can read a copy. You can read the study and see Carrie's post at commonhealth.wbur.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, it's become a bit of a cliche, the waterfront warehouse converted into loft-style condos and chic restaurants.
But some urban planners are saying, hold on, let's not let go of our industrial waterfront so quickly. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.